AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, invoked her Fifth Amendment rights to avoid answering questions that would be incriminating.
What her attorney said, Maxwell didn't say, her attorney said that she would answer questions if she were granted clemency by the President Trump.
Texas Democrat Jasmine Crockett says the Jeffrey Epstein probe won't disappear simply because Maxwell refuses to answer questions.
This will not stop us because his co-conspirator decided that she was going to try to play games with us this morning. I got news for you, Ms. Maxwell. We're not done.
Maxwell was supposed to be questioned during a video call to the federal prison camp in Texas, where she's serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. Multiple press outlets have received alleged ransom letters during the past week involving the mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie in Arizona. At least one letter made monetary demands and set deadlines for receiving the money. The first deadline passed last Thursday, but a second one was set for today. In Tucson, Chuchi Ruiz brought flowers to Nancy Guthrie's home.
I really wish him well, and hang in there. We're going to get her back. She's going to come back home. She's coming home. Alive.
The 84-year-old has been missing for more than a week. Nurses and two major hospital systems in New York have reached a deal to end a nearly month-long strike over staffing levels, workplace safety, and other issues. Thousands of public school teachers in San Francisco have gone on strike for the first time in nearly 50 years. They're demanding higher wages, better health benefits, and more resources for special needs students. Ukraine's sports minister decried a potential softening of restrictions against Russian Olympic athletes, where they might ultimately be able to compete in the future under their national flag rather than as individual neutral athletes. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting a bit higher on Wall Street, slowing down following rallies overnight in Asia. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shook off an early loss and was up 88 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. Japan's Nikkei jumped almost 4%. The party of Japan's prime minister won a landslide victory in parliamentary elections, giving Sanae Takaichi a clear mandate for her economic agenda. Several closely watched reports on the U.S. economy are coming out later this week. That includes the government's monthly survey of the job market on Wednesday and a reading on inflation on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
The operator of roughly 180 Eddie Bauer stores across the U.S. and Canada has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Most Eddie Bauer's retail and outlet stores will remain open. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.